Party hoo hoo. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Potatoes After Dark. It's me, that guy, and joining me as always is
this guy,
that guy. So apparently we've got butter biscuits in our DMs. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean? You getting honey dicked?
No.
Yo, a lot of people are talking to me.
A lot of people are talking to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel good. It's good. Yo,
everyone's sliding. That's what I'm saying. You got butter biscuits in your DMs. What?
Okay, so like, you know, like Twitter and all that shit, like how there's so much criticism and people will fucking rag on people. Like, yeah. There's that malicious part of the internet, right?
Yeah.
And it's like almost like actually cyberbullying where people will commit suicide. Like, it can go fucking extreme.
Yeah.
There's another side, the other side to it, the polar opposite.
Yeah.
Fucking, when you meet strangers that are your friends, they pump you up to the extreme.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're so fucking nice to you and shit. Online guys, too.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah, I noticed
that. What I'm saying. Those butter biscuits in your DMs.
And then it's like, yeah, it feels good, though. It feels good, having, right? A couple of butter biscuits in my DM.
Yeah.
Yo, can we talk about fucking why all this toilet paper is running out?
Yeah, why the fuck is all the toilet paper
running out? Yo, how is that related to the coronavirus?
Dude, it's so fucked up knowing that the first casualty of the coronavirus is toilet paper. The very first casualty.
Yo, people are fucked, dude. They're done. There's fights going on.
Yeah.
There's...
Who knew wiping your ass is so important to white people?
No, but like, okay, realistically, think about it. Let's see if there's like a fucking... Yo, realistically, let's think about it. If you ended up like in a zombie apocalypse or it's like shut down,
yeah,
right? And you needed to wipe your ass, like you...
Yeah.
And you didn't have enough toilet paper?
Yeah.
Dude, you just fucking... It's gonna be gross, but like, get like
handkerchiefs and shit.
Yeah, like a fucking kitchen cloth.
Kitchen cloth, right?
Just use it and then just throw it in the fucking, do a shitload. Do a fucking shit laundry, right? Send a group text in the fuck.
Then you
send a message in the group chat. You are doing a shitload. Put all your shit cloths in there.
Right? I feel like you had to run a cycle.
Because people are, yeah, dude, people are retarded. What the fuck is that? Why would you? Like, spend so much on toilet paper.
Yeah.
If anything actually happens, like, dude, that's what I didn't understand about Huggies and diapers and shit. Huggies and diapers make so much money. I think, like, that's probably, like, a huge portion.
And I think they're pretty expensive, too.
You know, for, like, a child, for, like, infant to, like, I don't know how fucking long babies wear diapers for.
Yeah.
But, like, that time period where babies wear diapers.
It's, like, $50 every couple of days. Not even
that. Like, from, like, age of, like, when they're born, infant to, like, fucking 10, I think, like, the biggest expense is going to be fucking diapers. The amount of money spent on diapers.
And milk and shit. The formula. Milk, too. Like,
but the thing is, though, the diapers, it's, like, you can prevent that by getting, like, fucking... some crazy ass like a cloth.
Yeah.
A soft ass cloth. Go get an expensive ass fucking cloth.
For what, the baby?
Yeah, just fucking put it on them whenever they shit their pants, just fucking throw it in the wash. You know how much money you would save?
You have to run an empty cycle after that though? To clear out the laundry.
No, you just put vinegar in or some shit. I'd put baking soda in.
What if like your next load got tie-dyed?
Yeah, that doesn't happen though, surprisingly. I'm surprised with that.
What?
How it doesn't fucking end up getting tie-dyed. Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I'm surprised.
Yo, is it weird that they still call, like, baby drinks just formula? They just call it formula. Like it's some space shit. Some science shit, right? They're drinking science.
It is.
It's just called formula.
It's not... Is that shit lab made?
That's the only formula we got.
Is it lab made?
I guess it's made somewhere. In a facility, you can call that a lab.
It's definitely lab made.
Sure.
That's why they call it formula. Formulated, isn't it formulated baby milk? Is that what it is?
This is like what they need, man.
You know what I was, you know when we were eating
that shit's expensive.
What?
That stuff. It's like 50
the powder?
It's like $50 every like 3 days, I think it is, roughly.
$50 for every 3 days?
Yeah. That's what I heard from someone who has a child. So,
holy shit.
Yeah.
Having kids is so expensive.
And then you got diapers too. Diapers are pretty expensive too.
And then baby food too, right?
Can you just teach it to shit outside?
That'd be fucking hilarious, dude.
Craig, we'll definitely get the dog. It shits outside.
Yo, you should be able to fucking. That's a scam.
So people don't really get trained when they get a dog because that thing just shits outside, right? The kid's shitting inside. That's why they're not ready for a child.
You could potty train a child pretty quick.
Yo, sit down, bro.
You could potty train a child pretty fucking quick.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Just get him on there. Get him a booster seat.
Yo, the toilet paper shit, it doesn't make any sense. What do you think how does that trickle down into toilet paper?
That's the first thing I would think, right?
The first thing to go would be canned foods.
Yeah, and water bottles.
Water bottles, canned food. What else would you get? I'd get like medical shit. I'd get like bandages and I'd get like aspirin, polysporin. Some shit like that.
It's good to have like a kit at home, though.
Yeah. You have like I'd get a couple of first aid kits.
It's good to have like a ration of food that doesn't go bad for.
Yeah, like canned foods.
At least fucking a couple of months, man.
Canned foods. Right. Yeah. I'd get canned foods. I'd get like fucking protein powder.
Yeah.
Right. Just because if you run out of food,
you want solids too, and you can probably get like you know like people put like brains and shit in those liquid jars. You can put apples and shit in there, ferment all that stuff.
Fermented apples?
Anything. That's apple cider vinegar, right? Fermented.
Is it?
Let us know in the comments below.
I don't know how the hell the toilet papers existed. How bad? Why?
Then what goes next? Kleenex? Bounty? Scotties?
Why do you gotta wipe your ass? Like, what are you doing, dude? Because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
They're probably making masks out of toilet paper.
No, but the thing is, though, this is what doesn't make sense. If you stock up on toilet paper, you're going to run out of food. You're going to be taking less shits.
Okay, you know how there's like a scarcity also of those masks? Like the masks are gone, right? You
can't hand soap.
Hand sanny, right?
Yeah.
You can't get hand sanny. But you know those masks?
Yeah.
Like people have been going to the hospital and stealing them from there. I had an aunt tell me to go to the hospital and grab the masks. I started laughing. I was like, dude, there's people there that probably need that shit.
No, but hold on. If you wear the mask once when you go out, you can't put it on and put it, you know what I mean?
It's protected.
No, but when you have the mask over your face, you can't reuse the same mask.
I don't know, man.
You need a different mask every time.
Who's that?
Why? Because think about it. If you had the mask on and I coughed on
you. I can't imagine
you,
even sitting on the computer and working with that mask on at home, let alone.
Yo, that's why I'm not too worried about it. I'm just fucking sitting in my truck all day.
Yeah, you got the AC really coming in, right? It filters it out.
Yo, apparently it happened in Surrey.
Yeah, at high school, I think.
Two kids?
It leaked. This is like a Stephen King novel, bro.
Have you seen any of the hysterical people?
No, man. Even Elon Musk has been tweeting about the coronavirus, and he's been trolling about it. As in, he's like, you guys are going a little bit too nuts.
Yeah, I see that, but...
He posts memes and shit, too. It's fucking hilarious.
Where does he do it, on Twitter?
Yes, on Twitter, yeah. Elon Musk is great, dude.
Yo, didn't that guy get like a crazy like hair transplant and a bunch of shit like that?
You can get what
he wants. There's a picture of him, and dude, he looks like he was like bald and like.
I think that was when he was making the cars and shit.
Yeah, and now he looks like he does remind me of Iron Man.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. He is fucking Iron Man. I think he plays that role too. Like he made that flamethrower.
Yeah, he fucks around. He's smart.
Imagine having a flamethrower.
Would you light on fire? What was the first thing you'd light on fire?
I know. I would probably go distance wise. I don't know. I wouldn't.
Like bugs and shit?
I'll probably just. Yeah, probably that.
Like bugs.
You know what would be sweet? Mosquitoes. Like you're chilling and there's a shitload of mosquitoes and you just do a whirlwind and just torch them all.
Honestly, I'm in for that. Fuck those guys.
I hate mosquitoes.
Those guys are.
Yo, you know that chick at the fight? Yeah, that's me. Yeah, UFC fight where fucking handcuffs swollen.
Yeah.
I get bad reaction to it.
Yeah, you gotta put some shit on right away. I don't know.
Yeah, apparently white, they're not attracted to white. They're attracted to dark. If you wear dark clothes or have dark skin.
Yeah. It's because we got it. We're succulent. What do they eat? They want blood.
Medium rare.
They want good blood.
Yeah, and you know all that bug spray shop? Dude, you know there's so much shit like in stores that does not work, but they make so much money. Like mosquito spray.
Yeah.
Off. None of that shit fucking works at all. I even got like some hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
from the sporting goods store in the States.
Yeah.
You have to spray it on your clothes, and you can't touch your clothes for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Spray it front and back and hang your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it like soaks into the fiber of your shirt,
mm-hmm.
and it stays on for like a couple of washes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to repel mosquitoes. So mm-hmm. I went to my travel doctor, and I'm like, yo, I'm going over here. And he's like, yo, in this area that you're in Iquitos,
yeah.
they're like, there's like malaria there or okay. whatever. Is that malaria? The one with the fucking...
Some bad shit.
So I put this on. I went there. It didn't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, like it says DEET. You need one with DEET in it. Like, and it tells you a different percentage. It'll be like DEET this percent.
Yeah.
And that's the strength of it for repellent.
Yeah.
Dude, this spray was fucking hardcore. This thing was on steroids and it didn't repel shit.
Different species.
Dude, there's so many other fucking...
It's probably just made for the ones here maybe, yeah, I think.
No, not really.
Because if I when I've gone camping and I've used it, I've been fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't know. It's never worked for me, actually. Ever.
Yeah.
Any bug sprays
haven't Maybe you're worked. Just too succulent. Maybe that's why you're the butter biscuit. That's why
they're
coming for
they
you.
Apparently they can smell... Is it they smell sugar off your sweat?
I don't
or
know.
Or am I just making this shit up?
I think we're just talking.
If I was this mosquito...
I think everyone's just like being like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That one.
I think mosquitoes go by... I think mosquitoes go by sweat, sugar.
I thought you said they go if you're black.
And like they probably smell your sugar or something.
They smell your melatonin, right? They think it's like melons and shit.
Dude,
yeah, that's
sweet.
The worst.
It'd be sweet if mosquitoes get high off of high blood sugar in in your blood.
Yeah.
So like it goes after people.
Oh, you know what happens to them? If they get greedy and they suck too much, they die.
Yeah, they blow up.
Yeah, they blow up.
But does it happen right away?
Calling someone, if someone fucks with you, call them a mosquito. That's the worst thing in the world. It's a vampire, bloodsucker.
Nobody likes mosquitoes.
No one likes mosquitoes.
That's true.
Who the fuck's saying save the mosquitoes?
Dude, they're bad.
You save the taquitos, bro. They're like the chips, right?
You see a couple of these little brown kids from high school, they're at these rallies. Save the taquitos, yo.
Save the taquitos.
Those rallies are fucking hilarious. You know how they do the crazy protesting and they come up with these clever signs?
Yeah.
And like these dirty signs.
Yeah.
There was like one weird ass one like
say no to men.
No, don't smash the earth. Smash my pussy instead or something weird I read.
Weird.
And then this chick was holding it. And now I'm like, yo, what the fuck are these signs gonna do?
Go
what do they do?
Go viral.
Like, they're trying to get clever, right?
Yeah, they're trying to get clever. They're starting to have a good time there. They're like, we're down.
They're cracking up jokes at this point.
Yeah,
they're making, like... They're making, like...
That's their joke. Like,
save the environment and then make a little joke.
Yeah, they make the
and
joke.
And it's like, are you actually, like, trying to save the environment? Or are you just fucking there for, like...
It's both.
But I guess it works hand in hand.
It was hand
if
in
you
hand.
Get, if you get that headline,
then
it works.
It works.
Yeah,
even if you don't get it.
I guess it's to get your message across in a
corner. Or even like that's the same shit as like people who watch like wrestling and in the stands, they make the little fucking state boards.
No, I would do that 100%.
Poster boards?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'd see the dumbest shit on there.
What would you write if you're at a wrestling event?
No, I would
say WWE. Now what you going
to No, I would say something dumb. I don't know. I got to figure it out. What would you do?
Huh?
No, I would do wrestling 100%. Wrestling, you have to. I'd fucking get pissed if you're watching a match.
I just like dumb shit. I'm with your sister.
Yeah, I would say something like that.
Hey, look, he waked your sister.
I'd be like, yeah, I'd say some shit like that. I'm trying making fun of one of the fighters.
What kind of crowd do you think that would bring out?
What? Like dads taking their fucking sons out. I think majority of the wrestling. You know what I mean? It's like a father-son thing.
Father-son thing?
Yeah. Because then the kid
and
gets... The son gets like all the fighting and shit.
Yeah.
And then the father gets the fucking swimsuit models and shit fighting.
The divas, right?
The
divas. The divas. That's what my grandpa got.
Yeah, Gramps used to watch divas.
That's the only time we were allowed watching the divas if we were watching it with Gramps.
But didn't your parents ever see your Gramps watching the divas?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yo, why do they ever fucking do that divas shit?
Why?
Because
like
look at the
shit,
yo, but listen though. You know what's fucked?
Yeah.
Why the divas thing shouldn't be allowed in WWE, or it could be. Look at the demographic.
Change the channel.
Yeah, yo, look at the demographic of the wrestlers.
Yeah.
The kids watching it. They're in the age bracket of like 13, 14.
Yeah.
So you're getting them and you're giving them crack.
Hook, line, and sinker.
You know what I mean? They're watching wrestling, they get the destruction, and then they're going through puberty and they're watching Divas.
Yeah.
They ain't going anywhere.
They're trying to get you pumped.
They don't go anywhere.
They're trying to get you pumped, basically.
I used to, I think everyone loved wrestling.
Yeah.
I got so sad when I watched that one behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And it was like that one match where like Stone Cold Steve Austin had blood fucking running down his face.
Yeah.
And then they showed, and I thought it was like he just used the blade and cut his head or something, or it was like fake blood. And they just go like this. And they started showing all the like magic tricks. And I'm like, yo, this is just a fucking optical illusion.
Yeah.
And after they still watched this thing. Yeah, oh yeah, they do. They get fucking hooked on painkillers. Yeah, they get hooked on so many of the guys who retired.
They're doing it like every 2-3 nights, yo.
And they're so stupid. Why the fuck wouldn't you make the ground a little bit better? Why is it hard? I guess you need to have that ricochet.
And you need that bounce. Because then it absorbs fucking impact, too.
I watched one documentary called The Prescription Thugs.
Yeah.
And that dude's brother used to be a wrestler.
I think that guy's a rapper from Abbotsford.
Who, Prescription Thugs?
Yeah.
Plays that air for laundry.
Yeah, Prescription Thug.
Yo. Fuck. Yeah. What was I saying? His brother was a wrestler.
Yeah.
And he got hooked on fucking all these drugs and painkillers. And he died. He ended up dying.
Yeah. A lot happens to a lot of them, man.
And a lot of these fighters do it. And it's like a known thing. Because, dude, if your back is hurting, you got to perform. You have to numb the pain.
Numb the pain.
Right?
Numb the pain. Numb the pain.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's their motto.
Yeah.
And they're probably getting, like, steroids. And they're probably getting medication.
Tylenol and shit.
All that shit just written up for them. They probably had, like, a doctor on hand just fucking doing this shit.
Yeah.
A doctor.
Yeah, they get what they want.
I remember Vince McMahon used to be so pinner and skinny.
Yeah.
And then he hopped up on so much crank or
he
something.
He started taking the sauce,
right? He got fucking huge. And I'm like,
I need it for the show.
Yo, was he ever Vince McMahon? Is he actually the owner of the show?
Yeah, he actually is.
Yeah, right?
He actually is.
That's what tripped me out.
He's a businessman, dude.
That's what tripped me out. He owned the fucking thing and he was one of the fighters.
Yeah, at the
same time.
Yeah, he come in. I love when the storylines when they got the owners involved. I was always so pumped. They're fucking with his son, his daughter, everyone.
His daughter was a bitch.
I love
dude, she was like so fucking bitchy.
Yeah.
She'd always be yelling and she was so cunty. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, he was perfect. He made them all evil.
Shane McMahon was a little bitch, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a little bitch that he hopped up on crank?
That guy's got like Tatcha vibes. Yo,
know, they fucking juiced Shane McMahon too.
Yeah. Come on, son.
They fucking juiced the shit out of him. He used to be a little bitch.
Yeah.
And then Stephanie McMahon, that was a chick's name.
Yeah.
That chick was such a fucking bitch, dude. I remember she was just always in the business suit yelling and screaming. And I'm like, yo, get this chick off the fucking show.
Tell her to go do her homework.
Yeah, like, dude, tell her to go fucking see a psychiatrist. Like, yo, this chick's got problems. And then they'd always show it, like, she would be fucking pissed. And then she would say something and she'd, like, point. And they zoom in on her face and she's just, like, holding her eyebrows are down, like, scrunched up, like she's fucking choked. And I'm like, yo, get this shit off.
She was
a fucking mosquito, man. She was the mosquito of the show.
She was the naughty bookworm of the WWE.
No. And then did she have like some sort of affairs? And then, yo, what the fuck was like, you know, wrestling, I never understood. It had so many weird like sexual innuendo things.
Love
like,
rings, right?
Remember there was the Godfather? He used to fucking come out with hoes?
Yeah.
Like he literally in his music, said, I've got hoes or something.
Yeah.
And he'd just walk around and there'd be all these girls around the ring. And I'm like, yo, that shit would never fly in this day and age.
No.
And I'm like, kids were watching that.
Yeah.
Half-naked women agreeing to be this guy's hoe. And they call him the Godfather. Yeah, like he's a pimp daddy.
Yeah, they're all just like little acts.
And dude, when the Godfather used to fight, it was just like all those chicks walking around, and then the fight was like 2 minutes long. That whole his whole entrance was longer.
Yeah, he was just like he was like a recess break, in between. He's like a little bit extra razzle dazzle, and then it's done.
But it's very profitable, and you know what's crazy? It's still big.
Yeah, I would say it's big too. Yeah,
like a lot. Like it's still fucking pretty big, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I actually wanted to go to one of those fights when I was a kid.
You like Ronda Rousey and shit. They all went to WWE.
They all went there, right?
Yeah.
Because like they don't have to get hurt and they're making way more money.
Yeah, you have to get punched in the face, and you're already a name, so
Yo, they
you.
probably make more money than UFC fighters.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah, there's not enough money in UFC. Not for like.
Dude, like, look at that chick that had her fucking head swollen. She better have made like decent coin for that, man. She's fucked. Her nose was bent.
Yeah.
She got fucked up.
Yeah,
the chick she was fighting,
yeah.
dude, she nothing even, that was the most
You watch
wildest
and she look
fight.
like she already got ran over by a
usually
steamroller at
usually
that
the like I don't you I don't ever see good like women's fights. Dude, that was probably one of, not even like best woman's fight. Dude, that was like a fucking up
Yeah.
there.
They're playing Sock 'em Bock 'em Robots.
They were going at it, man. And that chick, what's her name, Joanna?
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, holy fuck, she looks like she's 120 pounds and she's just fucking getting hit big
Yeah.
time, like just decked.
They're
And you
both
know what
good.
I don't understand though? If they're skilled and they have to probably register their hands as like a lethal weapon
Yeah.
or a deadly weapon,
Yeah.
like when you take a couple of blows to the fucking head, how are you supposed to withstand it? Like, let's say if like you're a regular person
Yeah.
and you get punched in the face with the fucking force that a regular fighter gets punched in the face in the arena,
Yeah.
you're getting dropped.
Yeah.
But how come that fighter can absorb that fucking punch in
They
his
train
head?
for it. They spar and shit too.
No, but do you know what I mean? So let's say if like you
They
can
know how to brace
calculate
for it.
force
They know
and
how to
like they get
brace.
hit like let's say 50% force,
Yeah.
right? 50% force on me or you or any other
They're conditioned.
individual, right? Like
Yeah.
let's say even just like we can make it 100% 50, like
Yeah.
exact amount. You fucking drop. I
Yeah.
drop. Those fighters, what are you doing to your head? It's probably in your neck too, so you don't fucking
They're
you're.
conditioned, dude. They're conditioned warriors. They're fighters.
So they can like take heavy hits to
Yeah.
the head. Like there's been sometimes where just you blow after blow and it's like.
Yeah. Dude, some people get comboed. Like they get like so yo, some of Conor McGregor's knockouts are like three, four punches to the head and then the last one just fucking takes you out. Like he's one of the only guys that I've seen land like straight, like just hard shots with two, three, four, and then you're done. Like it's like
That force. I want to get punched in the arm with that force that these guys get punched in the fucking head. I
Yeah.
want to see what happens.
You want snap back.
I guarantee you my fucking shoulder would dislocate.
Yeah, some shit would happen.
100%.
Some shit would happen. You get nest quick.
I get Ness real quick.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're getting nest quick out of this
Have
podcast. So have a good fucking night.